And the day suddenly got busier in Washington. John Dowd, President Trump's lead lawyer in the Russia investigation, has resigned, telling NPR's Tamara Keith he loved the president and wishes him well. But sources tell the New York Times that he's leaving because he thinks President Trump is increasingly ignoring his advice. And in Congress, lawmakers are scrambling to pass a $1.3 trillion budget deal they only made public last night. It must pass by midnight tomorrow in order to avoid a government shutdown. Let's bring in NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, what do you make of Dowd leaving? He was out front just this past Sunday with tweets about the Mueller probe.
Well, it's been brewing for some time, and Dowd and other attorneys just haven't been able to really get a handle on President Trump. You know, it's very difficult if you're an attorney, and this is an important subject, obviously, and you're trying to limit your client's exposure. And if that client doesn't take your advice, there's not a whole lot that you can do. And you're constantly trying to put out fires, trying to constantly, try to change statements and work on the fly. And that doesn't really – that's not something that lawyers like to do. They like to have things planned out, plotted out, and have a strategy going forward. And that made it very difficult when you had President Trump doing what he does all the time. Not to mention the fact that if you're an attorney for President Trump or you're any contractor for President Trump, you can never be sure if you're going to get paid.
Well, there's that. And the president did bring in a new lawyer who's been sort of a pit bull on, you know, on TV criticizing the Justice Department. Do you think that that was part of the shakeup?
I think President Trump watches TV and he sees people go on TV. And if they do a good job, then he wonders if there is somebody who maybe could work with him and if it's somebody that he likes what they have to say. So he watches TV, he watches Fox News, and he sees people who he thinks are good communicators. He's had problems with the communications team in the White House, doesn't necessarily like how they present themselves. So for the moment, the flavor of President Trump's selection here is Joe DiGenova, and thinking that he could do a pretty good job. But, you know, we've seen this time and time again where he feels like the people who are working with him and for him aren't doing the best job that they possibly can. They're not presenting themselves in the way that he would prefer them to. So he goes to someone else. They do the job for a little while, and then his focus winds up going to someone else, or he thinks that they're not doing as good a job. And it doesn't seem like the kind of lesson that a lot of people who go to work for Trump have learned in Washington.
Well, we also want to mention that the House Intelligence Committee voted on party lines to end its investigation of Russian interference in the U.S. election and possible Trump campaign collusion today. No surprise there. That was kind of expected. But I want to mention the budget, which was the lead story, you know, till just a bit ago. It gives a pay raise to troops. It increases not only military spending, but money for domestic programs, something conservatives don't like, Democrats don't like, that it leaves out an extension of the DACA program to protect some young immigrants. And President Trump didn't get all the money he wants for a border wall. Is everyone just holding their noses here?
Well, you know, that's part of what a negotiation is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, not everybody gets everything they want. The Congress is clearly sharply divided. That's no news. And in order to get some kind of funding measure through, they're going to have to do things that are scaled back, measures that maybe not everybody likes. For example, President Trump wanted $25 billion for a wall. The Democrats in Congress were certainly not going to allow that. And Republicans couldn't pass this omnibus by themselves. So they got $1.6 billion, and it's going to go mostly toward technology for security on the border. That is not a wall, but President Trump, not happy with that, but will take it. And there's also this contentious issue of this tunnel in New York and New Jersey. That's a big infrastructure project. President Trump feels like if he's not going to get his wall, why should Chuck Schumer get his tunnel? And it's really kind of amazing given President Trump is a New Yorker, and he's not really in favor of the largest infrastructure project in the country. What's happening with that money is that it's actually not going directly to this project. President Trump said he would veto it if it did. Instead, it's going to Amtrak and earmarked for what they can use in the Northeast. And they are planning to use that money, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars, on trying to improve the infrastructure, which was badly damaged during Superstorm Sandy a few years ago.
I was going to say, I mean, when all of this falls apart, people may be in more favor of it. But Rand Paul, he's kind of reliable this way. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeted, shame, shame, a pox on both houses and parties, $1.3 trillion. You know, bust the budget.
Well, look, Rand Paul was elected saying, I have a message from the Tea Party. And the Tea Party stood for taxed enough already. And their big thing that they cared about was the budget and the debt and the growing national debt. And this certainly will add to the national debt. And Rand Paul feels like, why was he elected and why was there this movement that swept Republicans back into Congress if now they're going to be the ones running up a national debt when they were criticizing President Obama, who ran up debts because he was trying to help fix the economy after the Great Recession.
It's so interesting. The Tea Party seems like so long ago. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And by the way, Rand Paul did vote for the $1.5 trillion tax cut. We should note that as
which
well,
which
added
to,
a lot to the debt as well.